free. SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. Check out freetalklive.com, where we have... We have the ability for you to link to stories, blog posts, videos, whatever you want to link to. And people vote them up, vote them down, your stories. You can vote other people's up, vote them down. It's a one big voting community over there. Lots and lots of eyes hit freetalklive.com. So if you've got something that you think's important, share it. It's freetalklive.com. We have, in the last segment, Joshua, the... chairman of the Erickson Council called in, and we were chatting about the exciting idea of life yachts, and you know, pitching a couple of hard balls here at Joshua. So, Joshua, we were talking about the, where were we on this? So, we were talking about the life yachts and how one could get involved.
Yes. Well, we went past that to longevity. You want to go back to how people get involved?
What's that? Oh, you were talking about longevity. How long? And you were saying that the oldest concrete boats, some of them are still in use 140 years later?
That's right. That's right. They're still up and floating. Rock doesn't come apart. You know, steel can rust through, but concrete properly put together with the, you know, the steel reinforcement inside and everything. Their natural lifespan isn't really known if they're built right. Because eventually they just get broken up. People get tired of having them around. They don't want to put the money in to put a new deck house on or whatever it may need that was wood. And mm-hmm. they say, yeah, let's just get rid of it.
Right. But it still floats. It's still a concrete bowl.
Yeah. It's. And they have to break it up with a hydraulic ram, and they have to pay for that.
So now the Erickson Council is a division of the Sea Lions, and originally you came up with the Sea Lions as a way for Christians to find some level of freedom. Is that right?
That is correct. We want to send out Christian missionaries who do not require cash support from home, and we want to make that available to anybody who wants to go, because dealing with missions boards and religious organizations is time consuming and sometimes a headache. And sometimes they have kind of artificial requirements that really have nothing to do with whether we'll actually go and represent God in a good fashion.
Now, there are you've got different divisions. You've got the Terraformers, which is a crew of people that are going that, you know, you have this vision of people wanting to, say, clean the world's oceans of that, like those, you know, those plastic messes of islands or things that are out in the middle of the Pacific. And also, the different people with different sort of missions with these boats, and the Erickson Council is kind of like the
incubator.
You describe it. The what?
The incubator.
How's that?
Well, when you join the Erickson Council, you have some vision of what you would do with your life if you weren't spending all your time earning money. And you know, money matters. You'll still spend some amount of time, but probably in something more like international trade, because you'll be moving around and it's easy. When you do that. But, you know, let's say you say, well, I want to spend 10 years, you know, cleaning up the ocean 6 months out of the year, and I'll spend 6 months doing something else. Well, then you would hook up with others who think the same way, and you join the Terraformers, and you would become the Terraformers. We don't have anybody yet who has stepped up and taken the lead and said, I will take over and pour my heart into leading this group. We have huge jobs that need done. We know that we can do them with only a few hundred ships, with a few hundred families living on those ships. When you're doing these jobs, you're not separate from your family. You have them with you. And then we know some ways that they can be done. We know that we can oxygenate the Baltic. We know that we can oxygenate the Black Sea. We know that we can clean the garbage out of the ocean. If we have even, I forget the exact numbers. Don't quote me, but I think if we have 300 ships, with a 100-foot boom on each side, scooping the plastic out with nets. And they move at 4 miles an hour, and they're only on station 6 months out of the year. We'll clean the North Pacific Gyre in 50 years.
That's a lot of work. Now, you know, and these different projects, I know when humans put their minds to things, they can get things done and that kind of thing. But I think a lot of people listen to the advertisements for the life yachts, and they say to themselves, look, I don't want to be involved in any of this stuff. I'm not interested in doing missions. I'm not interested in cleaning the ocean. I'm interested in having a life yacht. What do you say to that person?
Those people fall fall into a category and this kind of a loose group. One category would be the freeholders, and these are people who commit to one another to watch each other's backs. And they do not form a government. They are the government. They have an agreement between them that they sign, and that's how they handle all their business.
Okay.
The loose group is just people we call independents. They just want a life yacht. So they come, they put in the time and effort necessary, and the rule is you're going to build three to get one. So
okay.
The smallest one, that our estimate is it will take 800 man hours to build it. You're going to put in 2,400 man hours, and then you get one.
And so how long would it take? Well, 2,400 man hours, I don't have my calculator on me. How long does that take for, let's say a couple shows up, young couple shows up. They want their own, the little life yacht, 2,400 man hours. They both, they sign up to do the work. How long is it going to take them?
That's about 8 months or 40 hour weeks.
So, and
good portion of time.
And it's a commitment. There's no doubt. I mean, it's a smaller commitment than the military, though. Lots of people sign up for that
first,
and they're going to get a heck of a lot less.
Well, and you get a place to live, right?
But so that's the idea.
So I do have one question I'd like to ask you, Joshua. I mean, I have some concerns that, you know, for people who are not religious or maybe not in line with some of those ideas, like the fact that the Sea Lions Council is kind of overarching the Erickson's Council. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but I kind of just wonder, is it really no strings attached when it comes to the religious stuff?
Well, we are going to insist on a slightly straight-laced decency, okay? I don't want Biff and Sparky making out in public while we're all trying to build our life yachts.
Okay.
There's some things I don't want to see, and I have a right to not see. Okay?
Okay.
But no, the Erickson Council is a secular outfit. We're going to place the Sea Lions Academy in the same general location just to get the economies of scale while we're all building. But they're completely separate, and, you know, we'll have them, you know, wearing their uniforms and stepping or whatever kind of a cult we decide to turn it into. Ha ha ha. Completely separate from everybody else. Everybody else is just getting up in the morning, tending to the plants and animals, kitchen work, and then going to work on building ships or teaching school. You know, we'll have families and kids there. And they live on their own life yachts, which we park right there in the river. We build all this on floating dry docks, specifically so that if there's real trouble, political trouble of some sort, we can back up and leave.
And do you have any? I'm just curious if you can't say this, then don't say it. But I'm just curious if you have a site in mind where the building might be starting.
No, the council has to choose that by democratic vote.
Okay,
so a lot of people.
I personally favor the Philippines, but nobody else on the council does. So I only get a vote if there's a tie. So if the choice is an abandoned marina in southern Illinois on the Mississippi River, and another marina on the Ohio River, you know, and there's a tie, I get to go between those two, but I can't say, hi, you live in one of the Philippines.
What?
They have to choose it.
A lot of people are concerned with pirates, going out on the open ocean. They don't have the protection of the police.
I think some people would think of that, yeah.
Yeah, what would, the pirates are a very real problem in certain areas of the world.
Well, like Mr. Miyagi taught us, don't be there.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Sure.
But, you know,
number,
to some extent,
two.
You can only walk away from trouble when you can.
I know. Well, that's part of the point of having a life yacht is when there's trouble, you know, you may not know where you can go that's going to be safe. You can't leave where you are. But no, pirates, these ships are capable of mounting real weaponry. Everything I've seen that those pirates have is small-scale stuff. It's something that, with even a little bit of ingenuity, you can outfit your life yacht so that when you enter a foreign harbor, the customs inspector will not even recognize it as a weapon, and you can ice that pirate from a mile away.
Okay, I just want to make sure that, because I know I've had questions asked me about weaponry on these boats. I don't want to get into too many of the specifics. I just want people to understand that it has been thought about. Joshua, real quick, let folks know where they can find out more about the Erickson Council, how they can sign up.
EricksonCouncil.org. And like I said, this one's completely secular. We set it up because people wanted a secular environment.
And they can call you with any questions, and your number's right there on the website?
That's right there, 918-613-4090. Yep.
EricksonCouncil.org on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U. Economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in. Let's talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Super Bowl edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Joshua was just talking about the his Erickson Council, and you know, this is a kind of an extreme form of prepping. If you want to do a little, say, less extreme form of prepping, how about wisefoodstorage.com. You can get a couple of weeks or a couple of months worth of food that you can store in your garage, your basement. Great tasting food. They have all different kinds of meals there. They're in metal Mylar pouches that you can prepare in just minutes by simply adding water. Right in the pouch. They come in plastic totes that are convenient to stack up. They're, you know, pest resistant as a result. This is the way they make it easy for you to, you know, have the meals you need to have in an emergency, whether it's a natural disaster of some sort. There's snow getting dumped all over the western side of the United States right now and around the world with food shortages, unemployment, inflation, whatever it might be. You can get a free entree sample. Try out wisefoodstorage.com before you buy, because, you know, it's a good idea. You go to wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. When you do buy, and I recommend you do buy, have this kind of assurance for your family, you can use coupon code FTL to get free shipping on any order. So it's 855-FOODWISE or wisefoodstorage.com. 855-FOODWISE, wisefoodstorage.com. Stephanie, you had an article and it slipped my mind. What is it?
This is quite interesting, actually. It reminds me of, you remember back a couple of years ago when there was a cartoon that depicted the, Muhammad that, you know.
Yeah, you're not supposed to draw pictures of Muhammad.
Muslims consider him a prophet, right? And then somebody drew a picture of him and the Muslim world was like up in arms about it.
And
right?
I'm curious about this because you're not supposed to depict Muhammad, but the Muslims have all different prophets, and I've never heard that Muhammad is any different than any of the other prophets. And Christians portray Jesus, they portray every other one of these prophets that the Muslims talk about. They don't seem to want to start a fatwa over the depiction of any of the other prophets, only Muhammad.
Well, there are a lot of things to me that don't make any sense about religion.
Okay.
It's very irrational. So this article says the headline is Controversial Artist Depicts Obama Trampling the Constitution. Now, I think there are some people out there who almost regard the Constitution as a religious document. I mean, like they really get into worshiping it.
Sure.
Or it just means something very significant to them. Maybe that's the better way to say it. It's just that they, you know, it holds a special meaning for them. And so there's a painting that's sort of going against this idea or challenging it, and people are pretty upset. So this is from CBS Local Las Vegas by Peter V. Milo. In front of the White House, a man is sitting on a park bench in the throes of depression. He is surrounded by all 43 presidents. In the forefront, purposely ignoring the depressed man, is President Obama, whose right foot is stepping on the Constitution.
Okay.
James Madison is next to Obama, pleading with him to stop.
All right.
The tableau is called The Forgotten Man.
James Madison was such a defender of people's natural rights. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Some people think of him that way. Some people don't.
Certainly, I certainly would take James Madison over any of the presidents we've had in my lifetime. Go ahead.
Yeah. The tableau is called The Forgotten Man, a painting by John McNaughton, an artist who is known for his politically charged work. The painting, which uses objects such as discarded dollar bills as symbols and scraps of paper with individual constitutional amendments scrawled on them, has been making the rounds across the Internet. It was initially released in 2010 and has resurfaced, causing a stir when it appeared for a caption contest on Rachel Maddow's blog from MSNBC. The responses have ranged from sarcastic, "We'll trade you this peasant for that constitution, we'll even throw in the bench," to Photoshop works of art. McNaughton released an accompanying YouTube video for his painting. The video shows him painting the piece with a soundtrack that emulates a movie trailer. "For a long time, I didn't know if I wanted to paint this picture because I worried it might be too controversial," he explains in a voiceover. "This man on the park bench represents every man, woman, and child who is an American. He hopes to find the American dream of happiness and prosperity. But now, because of unconstitutional acts imposed by the American people, by our government..." Maybe he means imposed on the American people by our government. "We stand on the precipice of disasters," he added. Then he explained his position behind the painting. "I don't place all the blame on Obama. On my website, I try to explain what each president has done. The thing I like about the painting is that it does get people talking."
Yeah, that's the first thing I want to say is I think the Democrats and lefties have a valid critique when they suggest that people and, you know, mostly the loud ones, meaning the righties at that point, are unfair in their they tend to get all bent out of shape when Democrats violate the Constitution, but there's not much to be said about of the lack of freedom when Republicans do it. You know, George Bush, there are people, Republicans riding around right now with bumper stickers that have a picture of George Bush that say, "Miss me yet?" No! No, mofo, I do not miss you.
No.
I am glad you're gone. And, you know, same with Obama. I'll be glad when he's gone. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter what their party is. They ratchet up the police state every single time. They push the boundaries of the office and grow their power more and more. So I think that it is correct that people tend to be all concerned about our constitutional rights and our freedoms when Democrats have the top office, but when Republicans do, it's just those lefties hollering out from the outfield. You know, who cares what they have to say? I think that that's a valid critique.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because one of the most interesting things I think about this painting is that he says he doesn't place all the blame on Obama and that it was like every president that has helped have a hand in destroying the Constitution.
Of course, Obama was the one standing on the Constitution.
Right, yeah. I mean, and that's kind of striking because a lot of people thought of him, at least in 2008 when he was running, as somebody who was like great on civil liberties and who was going to protect them and was going to like reverse the Patriot Act and close down Guantanamo Bay
government transparency.
Hasn't done any
for me,
of that.
Yeah, the promise of government transparency and the suggestion that he was going to get us out of Iraq. He didn't want to get the United States out of Iraq.
Yeah.
I mean, he was basically forced out by the Iraqi government that wanted to hold the United States military members responsible for their actions on Iraq. On Iraqi soil, and he's like, "Oh no, we can't have that. We'll just send in a bunch of contractors."
And then they kind of promoted it as though they had gotten out of Iraq, but they really had like thousands of troops still there,
right?
And plus all the private contractors. So, yeah.
And a lot of people thought that he was going to get out of Afghanistan. It looks like they're winding. At this point, they're suggesting the wind down of Afghanistan. But to some extent, I think that this is just political.
Yeah,
I really do. I feel like for 3 years this guy's in, and he ran a war machine as heavily as you can run it. And then prior to the election, he has to paint himself as the pro peace guy because it looks like Romney's going to go in and protect America first. America is America for Americans. You know, I was listening to his acceptance speech from.
I'm so sorry.
From the Nevada caucuses, and it was almost a parody of a politician.
Yeah, they seem to say a lot without. I mean, they talk a lot without saying much, right?
So people who want a reasonable foreign policy that doesn't rely on nation building, who are they going to vote for in November of 2012? Mm-hmm. Who are you left with? That's Obama's positioning himself to be the only choice for those people.
So do you think this is libertarian art, Mark?
855-450-3733. We'll see what other people think. Mm-hmm. 855-450-FREE.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalcourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalcourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Or call 866-505-7934. 866-505-7934. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453, toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the Super Bowl edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
So go check out freetalklive.com. What's that? Well, you know, everybody's out there enjoying their Super Bowl fun. We're bringing a live program to you. You've got all kinds of ways that you could listen to Free Talk Live, whether it's the live streams, if you're listening right now on the internet at listen.freetalklive.com, you can get to the live streams, or the more than 100 great radio stations that carry us, XM, free-to-air satellites, the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, and the listen lines. You can listen on any phone that can be, you know, if you can make a long-distance phone call, I assume you can do it for free, but the charges will apply. You can get the numbers at listen.freetalklive.com. Stephanie, do we have any more on this this article that you were reading here? That's pretty much it. You'd ask the question as to whether or not I think that this is libertarian art. And go ahead and describe the picture again.
It was a painting by an artist of basically all 43 presidents are standing in front of the White House, and there's a man sitting on a bench in front in the foreground, and he's looking very depressed. And also in the foreground is Obama with his foot on the Constitution, and there are like little scraps of the Constitution littered around with amendments written on them and stuff, and dollar bills. And James Madison is behind Obama, like kind of pleading with him to stop.
Well, what do the other presidents look like? I mean, how does George Bush
look? Some of them are applauding, and some of them are kind of like, hey, what are you doing?
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe he is making a statement about certain presidents that he thinks are worse on civil liberties.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that this is... do I think it's libertarian art? I will call it under the greater, umbrella of libertarianism. I think that I'm a big tent libertarian. If one wants to use the term libertarian to describe me, I think it's a misleading term.
Okay, what do you prefer?
For me, I don't use a term. I mean, I'm a Quaker. I don't have a term to describe myself politically because I don't.
Would you say freedom lover or liberty oriented?
I don't mind any of those. I'm very interested in people having, human liberty. I think that's important. Okay. I'm against slavery, and I think that it exists in many different fashions in today's society. Mm-hmm. But I think that, yeah, this fits under that. It's a question of how is the Constitution being treated.
Yeah.
But I don't consider the Constitution to be the end-all, be-all of freedom.
No, neither do I. And actually, I kind of am sympathetic to what Lysander Spooner said about it, which was that it has, either been powerless to prevent all the civil liberties violations that have happened. Or,
and that was in 1870.
Yeah, or enabled them. And I think that's quite true.
Yeah.
And that was very very insightful for someone who was living back in those times before the Patriot Act and the TSA and the 9/11 and everything.
Many people would say that the Constitution hasn't failed us.
Yeah.
We failed it.
Oh, I think that's not accurate.
And since the Constitution is a construction of man, I don't see how we could fail it.
We didn't do anything. Right. It was 250 years ago that or more that people wrote it.
More than 200 plus years of the Constitution.
Right.
It was written in 1789.
Yeah.
And it was adopted then, 1788, and then the Bill of Rights came along a little later. I don't know.
Some people, there are these, these people who express the sentiment that, like, people are asleep or they're sheeple or something like that. And, by the way, I don't think that makes people very sympathetic to your outreach when you call them names and say that they're sleeping and stuff. So maybe a different tactic would be more effective at reaching out to people. But regardless, they'll say stuff like, well, people are asleep / sheeple / not paying attention, and they've allowed the government to run amok, and, people are supposed to rein the government in. But, if you really think about how one would go about doing that, it's really difficult because we're losing all the checks and balances that we're supposed to have that are like the ways that we're supposed to be able to rein in the government. Even voting is like unreliable. It's like you only have, there's only so much you can do, and it takes a lot of time and effort usually to do that. And
I think that humans need some type of government, whether that government comes from the inside of themselves. Because you govern yourself. Before anybody else governs you, you govern yourself. But I also think that because we have this sort of monopoly, the governments provide customer service to people. And because we have this monopolistic state, that it demands to be the only form of government in a given geographic area or whatever. It demands compliance rather than you being able to choose government of a...
Can I just ask a clarifying question? I mean, you said customer service, governments provide customer service. I don't think what they do is customer service because you don't have a choice whether to be their customer, but is that what you meant, essentially?
Well, what I mean is we have all kinds of governing documents out there. For instance, my fire insurance.
Bylaws of a company or...
Contracts, things like that.
Yeah, okay.
These documents you sign, they govern your behavior, and, the organizations with which you deal are, to some extent, governments. You govern them, too, but...
I think that's stretching the definition of governments. Like, some people would say that the only definition of a government, if you look at it in strict terms, is a monopoly on the use of force, right?
Well, then if the only definition of governor is a person who administrates that, then what is the thing on an engine that keeps it from going too fast? A government is something that provides restriction. And I think that you would agree that humans' behavior needs to be restricted. Would you not?
I don't know if I would.
Okay. So you think that people should be able to kill indiscriminately?
No, and there's no way that people would
want to restrict that behavior.
There are natural consequences to behavior. I don't know if I would.
What's the natural
be able to restrict it? Obviously, people try to restrict others from killing now, but killings still happen, right?
What are the natural restrictions to killing?
Like increased violence in society. I mean,
I don't think that murderers care much.
You're
going to
lose somebody.
Murderers don't care about increased violence in society. The answer is that if you kill somebody, somebody's going to come kill you. Right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, you could... Sure, sure.
And that's just a governing behavior. That's just someone claiming the monopoly privilege on
so
the
what,
use of
what,
violence.
How do
person.
You differentiate a coercive government from
government that claims
what you're defining
a
as
monopoly.
A government.
Governments today tend to claim monopolies in given geographic areas on the use of force and
okay.
the behaviors of government.
Yeah.
I think that if governments competed for people's behavior, just like you're talking about, you know, your car insurance plan, you get superior customer service out of insurance agencies because they compete. I'm not saying insurance agencies are perfect, but I would be willing to say that they're probably more efficient than governments. And
well, yes, but in that sense, I don't know, I tend to feel confused when people use the term government to mean things that I don't understand it to mean, you know, like essentially ruling or restricting behavior and not necessarily in a monopolistic sense. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like when you say that an insurance company is a government, that's not how I think of the word government. And so sometimes it's hard for me to follow those conversations. So could we say coercive government maybe when we're talking about the state?
I usually use the term monopolistic government when I'm talking about the state.
Okay.
And that's because they claim for themselves that particular aspect. And, you know, the Constitution is a monopoly, is a document that claims a monopoly on the use of, as a matter of fact, it increased the level of government from the Articles of Confederation.
Yes, yes, it did. I'm glad you brought us back to this original topic.
In effect, previously.
I had a bunch of stuff I was going to say about tangents. But yeah, go on.
So, you know, I mean, that's why I'm not the biggest fan in the world of the Constitution. I feel that, you know, I certainly believe that people who are interested in the Constitution, the government operating by the Constitution, believe that if we're going to have a Constitution and a government, that it should stick with its, you know, the rule book. I mean, this is the rule book for how this government's supposed to operate, and it doesn't operate anything like the rule book says it's supposed to. And
right.
It runs on the second set of books, and I find that very disturbing. So, yeah, you know, I mean, this used to be where I was in the conversation about government, is the government should stick by the Constitution. But, you know, I've come to the conclusion that the governments aren't always going to grow past their governing documents if they don't have something to keep them in check. And I don't think that people are very good at keeping them in check. We don't see much evidence that the people can keep the government in check.
Yeah,
And I'm not interested in watering the Tree of Liberty with my blood. Thanks.
No.
I'd like just to have if the Tree of Liberty is a monopolistic state, I just want to pull it up by its roots. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
My mom gives me a glass of emergency kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love. Find us near you at CVS, Rite Aid, and Whole Foods Market.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. This is Sickle toll-free call in line. We might be able to slide you in here in the last segment of the live Super Bowl edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
It's Stephanie.
I hear that one group of millionaires is slightly over another group of millionaires, and there's about a minute left to go, and, you know, then... So we're going to set some cars on fire. 855-450-3733. I'm not asking anybody to set any cars on fire. Only making a prediction that this could happen.
Hey, what's the worst night for driving? Is it New Year's Eve or the Super Bowl or New Year's, maybe early New Year's morning?
I wouldn't be able to say.
I
try to stay off the road in those, you know, those time frames. But I've got to drive home now. You know, it's 10
Same
o'clock.
Year.
And the Super Bowl is just getting done. I don't know whether... Usually people that have been drinking tend to stay on site for a little while. It's not like they're going to say, oh, the game's over. Let's check a fifth and drink it while we go home. You know, more than likely they'll sit around and commiserate
yeah,
or celebrate.
Yeah, but they got work tomorrow, right?
Could be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel a little worried about driving home tonight. But
I think that it's...
Hopefully
you know,
make it in one piece.
You need to be careful out there on the road. There's no doubt about it. There could be a drunk driver out any night that you drive home.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
You need to keep...
And driving is one of the most dangerous activities, you know, or
piloting
compared to the things that people are afraid of. Let's just say it that way. A lot of people are afraid of plane crashes, but statistically it's way more likely that you would get into a car crash than a plane crash.
Yeah. Car crashes are... They're killers. There's no doubt. You're the pilot of a 2-ton guided missile.
Yeah,
and
people are afraid of terrorism, and actually it's more... I saw a statistic a while back saying it's more likely that you will be killed by a police officer if you're an American citizen than a terrorist, like 8 times more likely or something like that.
I wonder where they draw... Yeah, I bet that's true. You know, here's another statistic that I thought was, you know, talking about this was interesting, is we were talking about government in the last segment, and if you look at the democide numbers out there, you know, what is the killer of humans in the last century? Government killed more people than any other single cause.
Oh, yeah.
In the last century.
Yeah.
And people don't understand this. They you know, we must have this. And it's kind of like
And I, like I say, I'm not willing to say that we don't need some kind of governance. I think that humans do need some kind of governance, but I think that the form of that organization needs to evolve, and it's going to be very difficult for it to evolve in the situation that we have, where we have these large, especially with the United States, a large, relatively well-run, monopolistic organization that can commands the monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given geographic area. That doesn't sound like the formula for competition and customer service to me.
I'd like to evolve away from the notion that human beings can or should rule one another in any sense.
I think that, you know, if human beings, there's going to have to be standards for people to in which people operate if people are going to be together. And we are a gregarious bunch. You don't see it. The people that live on their own without any human contact are generally considered nuts. So the vast majority of us who do live in groups have to have standards for which we deal with each other. And if you're going to have standards, you need to have ways to deal with people that deviate from those standards. And, you know, essentially the organizations that handle people that deviate from those standards are called governments. That's that.
One could argue that they don't handle them.
You could,
or they don't handle them well.
I think that it would be fallacious to say that a policing organization just by its very existence does not cut down on crime. Just the very fact that a policing organization might come along prevents some people from committing crimes.
Yeah, although it does nothing to address the root causes of crime, and this, you know, so-called justice system that we have in this country really doesn't do anything to restitute victims. It's all about just punishing
people. That doesn't mean that it doesn't prevent a certain amount of crime, and that's what people want. They want their, you know.
It could, but does it prevent all crime? No.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you put safeguards up in order to. It looks like we got a call coming in on the amp line, and I guess we'll just take it unscreened here. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark, Stephanie, this is Kelvin in Colorado.
Hey, Kelvin.
Hi, Kelvin.
Hey, I was just looking at Free King and saw this thing about this Bearcat assault vehicle.
That would be freekeen.com, which is Ian's website?
Yep.
Yes, and I seem to remember it was, this thing is paid for by the Department of Homeland Security, is that correct?
Yeah, they give grants to towns. The federal government, Homeland Security, gives grants to towns. And apparently somebody thought that Keene needed one of these assault vehicles, and they got a Homeland Security grant for it.
Yeah, this thing is basically a souped-up armored truck, like the bank trucks. Mm-hmm. You know, this is basically what it is it's... Imagine a sort of aggressive,
in case the zombie
truck
apocalypse happens at Pumpkin Fest. Right?
We'll have this. So what are your thoughts on it, Kelvin?
I did go and watch the video, and it was pretty militaristic. I'm just wondering, what does the Homeland Security have to do with a Bearcat in Keene, New Hampshire, population 22,000.
Well, Homeland Security is about keeping the homeland secure, their fatherland secure, and so therefore they're putting together grants for communities of certain size to be able to have, certain types of vehicles. Got to have these things spread around. What better way than to put them in the purview of the local governing organizations? So Keene got a grant to get a free tank, and they're going to take it. And they're only going to use it to rescue people.
I saw that. That was interesting. Fallen police officers, it looked like. I really like how it can punch the hole in the wall and inject gas into the house. And very impressive.
Yeah, that's how we rescue people here. We gas them first.
Scary stuff.
Anyway, it almost looks like it's a little bit more about suppressing possibly increased civil disobedience or... you know, people.
You could certainly look at it that way.
Set effects.
If somebody doesn't think, if somebody is foolish enough to think that this thing is being purchased for the protection of citizens, yeah. from rescuing people
from rogue pumpkins,
good lord,
they're gonna snipe at the pumpkins.
It just doesn't make any sense at all. They were talking about the floods as if this thing's a boat. I mean, you know.
Wow. I'm sure they love to have a new toy to play with.
Sure.
You know, the police departments.
They absolutely would. And I can tell you, being a part of my fire department, they love their toys. We love our toys. There's no doubt about it. But, when you're talking about a vehicle like this, it's almost a militaristic vehicle. If it's a militaristic vehicle, what... Who's the good guys and who's the bad guys?
Yeah, and not to mention, you know, it's bad enough when your tax money is taken and used to fund something that you may disagree with or think is administered inefficiently, like food stamps or something like that. But it's twice as bad when it's used to pay for something like this, right? Like, people are forced to pay for this, and some people may regard it, and do, because they write about it, as a killing machine. And that's supposed to be used on American citizens, right? I mean... It seems to add insult to injury.
It's just another way to spend money. Go ahead, Kelvin.
Plus, we don't have the money to be throwing around for stuff like this. You know, we're in a budgetary crisis.
Newt Gingrich says he's not an austerity president. He's going to grow our way out of this. He doesn't see any reason to cut the size of government. That he just wants to grow the size of the marketplace.
He says a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it's worked so far.
Right. And this is what these people mean. They have no intention of getting rid of these tyrannical things like the Bearcat. They have no intention of increasing your liberty. Not the Republican, not the Democrat, unless the Republican is Ron Paul, who I would say that arguably is going to increase some level of liberty. I'm not claiming for a second that he's the Liberty Jesus or anything like that, but I think that he would take some steps in order to decrease the size of the federal government, which, you know, I consider to be a good thing.
I'm going to the caucus Tuesday night, hopefully going to be a delegate and do what I can to get Dr. Paul in there. Good night, everyone.
Connected. We're connected.
Yes, we're connected. Is that on your side, Kelvin, or
robot?
Is that on
my
side? I'm sorry. I'm completely unaware of whatever just happened.
Okay. There was some little voice came on and said, connected. So we're going to go to the caucus. Okay. What does it take to be a delegate there in Colorado?
You have to be a member of the Republican Party, and you go to the caucus, and you have to be nominated and voted on by the people that showed up from your precinct, and then you're a delegate. But then you go on to the county, and then from the county you go to the something else, and it's amazingly convoluted.
Oh, yes, it is.
Sounds very involved.
Well, thanks for doing it, and, keep us updated. 855-450-3733. Thanks, Kelvin. Why am I giving the number? We're out of here.
Yeah, we're done. See you next week.
Check out Free Talk Live in the meantime. Enjoy all the stuff we've got there for you.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's pharmacies. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.